Okay. Thanks for your patience. Did it down. We have three things we're going to look at. Let's lower it right here, actually. That's fine. It's I'm going to share the screen here so you can kind of see what we're going to be looking at here. So the areas of fatherhood formation in club life, then in camp life, then in the office. So the three categories. All right, no more sharing necessary. That was three words. The first thing is that when I got here to Louisiana, that I was given the suggestion, support the dads of the Conquest clubs by getting them together. And so we started a fatherhood formation first Friday lunch. Four F's, how about that, huh? Fatherhood formation first Friday lunch, which was, a means to get them together and give them the support that they required. And the second thing about that first point is simply showing up at the clubs counts for a lot. It gives them moral support because dads need to know that they're doing things right. So you being there, seeing them doing it and like nodding your head every once in a while, but especially chipping in and being proactive and helping to form the kids is such a important psychological boost for them to keep up the good fight. And an asset that we represent is especially in the area of team leaders. We take them under our wing. We are blessed to have a robust group of Conquest graduates, shall we say, guys that are in high school and freshman through senior year. And these all have been in Conquest since, they're in kindergarten. So they're very well formed, and we mentor them, like Deacon Jaime, who you saw here a second ago. We mentor them during club because happily, in Baton Rouge, there's more leaders than is necessary strictly to run the thing. So there's a flexibility. All right, second part. Fatherhood formation track at camp. Formation in camp life. What's that look like? We are privileged to have enough legionary support. There's six of us in our community. And Father Michael, whom I brought with me, is a specialist in fatherhood formation. So that during all our camps and weekend functions, we have a separate fatherhood father formation track, which does not exclude them from being and witnessing the kids' events, especially because at BOCAM, which is Camp Argentis, there's a thematic role to play, which is very akin to Arcathios. And I'm going to let Father Michael express how his idea of accomplishing that has initiated and developed.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So when I got here, actually, what's gone really well, I noticed I got here last summer, there were about 10 men hanging around the camp doing nothing and getting bored. And they said it sometimes there were more, sometimes less. Men came because they dropped off their kids, especially the shorter events, and had nothing against staying over, so there were the chaperones. But then there were extra men cooking and playing roles in the whole mythology that Father Gregory has built up around the camp. So they had about 4 hours of things to do and about 30 hours of nothing. So I came, and I was there every time. The first time was sort of spontaneous. I gave three talks to them, well, they had one talk, a small group session, and then we talked for 2 hours about the camp organization and why things were dysfunctional and some small things, like they had no gloves for the orcs. And so people were getting their hands bashed. And they had talked about it 5 times, but that weekend we decided who was going to go and order these gloves. So I was just with them, talking to them, winning their trust. And then the next one, we had a thematic thing on some aspect of fatherhood. What grew out of it, so first of all, the ones who came, they were worth investing in. I now have 5 of those in spiritual direction. Before, none of them really had a legionary spiritual director. Because you build up personal relationship, there's trust. The themes we talk about are pretty deep. And sitting in the small group, I let them do that themselves. And so it built camaraderie among those who showed up from all across Louisiana. It won trust with me. And out of that grew a men's weekend. It was a 25-hour getaway thing at Bocam. They played laser tag, had 4 talks, one small group session at night, and watched Alabama go down to LSU. One of the great things I've done this year, I also prayed for LSU, and that's why their record was what it was. What can I say? Because I'm a Canadian, so I have no interest in football, so I just prayed for the local team. That worked well. That won a lot of trust. I got 4 more men for spiritual direction because of that, actually. But what we did, this Game of Life weekend, from that came, they invited their friends. So we had 20 men. We made a virtue of the fact it was a college football day. And so they invited their friends. We had a tailgate, etc. But what happened there, they got 4 new men involved. So at the camp, just being there with them, organizing a few events for their formation that is not for father-son. That's a different thing. The father-son, generally, I was impressed with it in one sense, but I had nothing to do because the fathers are with their sons. That's not a time to rip them away from their sons and create another goal for that event. Keep the goals clear. But at a normal camp, the men were hanging around getting bored, and now they're getting formed. So they're excited. They invite their friends to come. More fathers are staying because they have something for them, added value. And then from that came the Game of Life. It's called, we're going to do a duck hunt this year and a some extreme sport event. I will not participate. I will just be there to form and to give last rites. But so it's going to be a 4-event thing, this Game of Life now. And they're organizing it. So, yeah, it's become their thing. And that's going to get more men, hopefully, into the supporting the camps and clubs.
Thanks, Michael. So moving on to part 3. Forming fathers in offsites. The one I'm going to describe is actually the initiative of the same Father Michael, to whom we're very grateful for getting together the different leaders of Conquest, but also of our camp leadership across the state at some undisclosed location off the grid. And they all showed up. And the big tool that was of great use for us there was the ability we gave them to evaluate the youth work in their zone, in their town. So where's that? All right, there it is. Grab that.
Here's the great state of Louisiana. Okay. Too big. Sorry, you got to back up a little bit. So each of them had one circle to fill out with the 5 elements of ECYD, which are, as you know, mentoring, formations, sacraments, mission, and team life. And they had to give it a rating, actually do a SWOT analysis. It was more complex than they could handle, but that's a good place to start. Okay, so with all that done, there was a great synergy discovered by which everyone was able to share their deficiencies and advantages and, aspirations moving forward. And one of the concrete resolutions was, okay, we need a regional team leader formation program at the beginning of the school year. I thought that was a tremendous contribution on their part, because something we did years ago, but we haven't, repeated on a regional basis, more on an individual site basis. But
and that was the advantage of me coming in as an outsider. I came in and saw these awesome actually, the clubs are pretty good, and the men are excellent, and they're getting enthused, but they didn't know each other really. Through the camps, they would hang out, and we built that through that camp father formation thing. But still, they had never sat together to evaluate together and to help each other to see the weak and strong points of their club. So it was a great bonding event, but it also just created a vision of, yeah, for our region, what we would need. They told us. We thought it, sort of, but they said, wow, we need this thing. And
So as we conclude, I want to make a shout out to all my Cajun friends out there. There's a lot of you. We always come in packs. And it's cool to see Mike on the call. Hey, we go way back to the glorious times in the Sierra Madre, man alive.
Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to say? Is that pretty much it?
We're done.
You're all awesome.
That was awesome. I love, like, some of you listening might think, oh my gosh, we don't have all that going on. But I know Angela is on here, and you might share in a little bit how I love, Father, how you were observing, wow, there's moms and dads here and they're bored. Let's look at this as an opportunity. And that's happening. I know, Angela, that happened at your club. And so you're leading an encounter with challenge moms. Ooh. Right? And while the girls are doing their lesson. And maybe just take a minute or two to speak about that before I introduce the next. I just love that. I just love that Father did that. And then you're doing that.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to speak just a moment about it. During our challenge meetings, they're Friday nights from 6:30 to 8. And, the parents would, the moms would come in, they would drop off their daughters. And, we would start, talking and kind of just quote unquote hanging out, waiting for our daughters to finish their meeting. And, one thing led to another. And I was just thinking to myself, okay, this is really valuable time. I have 5, 6, 7, 8 moms that are just sitting here waiting, and we're chit-chatting, and let's spend some time getting to know each other. And one thing led to another, and I decided, okay, this can't be just social hour. I mean, it's very, very valuable to get to know each other, but how can I really be productive and use this time for formation for all of us? And so we started having encounters, and I don't know if people exactly, if everyone on here knows what an encounter is. We started just reading the Sunday gospel. Many of the moms in the group had never even read the Bible before. So that was something that was completely eye-opening for me, that many of the moms and dads were just as ill-formed as I am, So it was wonderful. We started reading the Sunday gospel together, just kind of like seeing, okay, where's the Old Testament? Where's the New Testament? And we started praying for each other. We turned it into an opportunity where we were praying for each other's families, for each other's daughters and sons. And it has just continued. It started last fall and it's continued into this spring. And out of those opportunities to read the Bible, we've gotten to know each other. And I think that it's really helped the cohesiveness of our club.
It's awesome. Thank you. And I love Father Gregor and Father Michael, I think it was. Mm-hmm. How, you were saying this, build trust. Right? You build trust and then you're building a brotherhood, and then serving becomes fun. Like sometimes it can be such a burden, but man, when you get to that point where you look forward to serving together, that's when it really all ignites. So thank you for pointing that out.
I just wanted to throw in, now the men are actually organizing. They give me the themes. I give a talk and one of the men gives another talk. So now it's actually starting to become, even the men's track, their thing more than my thing. So it's actually almost handed on that they invite me to this thing, which is good.
Amazing.
I think Father Gregory posted links to the videos of the offsite and also of the men's formation, well, their Game of Life 25-hour camp thing.
Yeah. And those of you that may not know where a camp is, I can put you in touch with your closest camp. I know that if you're in Pennsylvania, they might have them in Castleton down in Virginia. So you can contact me about those details.